So I was doing my rehab at Gaylord Rehab Hospital in Wallingford, Connecticut. I worked with a psychologist there. I just remember him working with me in a way that I said to him, so this is it. I have what I have, and I lost what I lost, and this is it. Like, I just go from here. My name's Nate Schlingman, and I'm a career counselor at CareerLink. So I'm currently the only career counselor here in the office, and I have a different perspective than other career counselors at different centers because my background training is in mindfulness-based transpersonal counseling psychology. Every day, it's such a changing world, and change is inevitable, but oftentimes very challenging. Before my life-changing accident in 2003, I was studying in England, had a lot of great memories, and did a few bike tours while I was there. I rode across England when I first got there, and then got a crew of buddies together. We rode from Amsterdam to Florence over spring break. And my last weekend there, I was doing a bike tour up to this beautiful region called the Lake District. And then I was doing that bike tour, and I got hit from behind by a Toyota Camry going very fast. Hard to say exactly how fast. It was a 70-mile-an-hour road. Luckily, there was a medical doctor in the car behind me who gave me CPR because my lungs had collapsed and saved my life and called for a medevac. And so a helicopter came and rescued me. I initially was diagnosed as paraplegic. I had 15 fractures of the spine, my L2 burst. And so they were like, yeah, he's not gonna walk again. And I got super lucky. And after about a month and a half, I started to get a full movement back in my left leg. So I wear what's called an orthotic, which is basically just like a big leg brace that just covers my whole leg. So it functions a lot like a prosthetic, except my leg's inside. At the lowest point, I was definitely, you know, contemplating life. If I can't be outside, if I can't be riding my bike, if I can't be hiking, if I can't do all these things that all my friendships and my career and my, you know, love of life is based on, like, what's the point? I've started to put together what's called a career transition support group, and we run that every Thursday from 3 to 4, and it just helps clients come in, share what they're dealing with, and feel compassion from the group about what they've lost. Being at peace in the present moment is crucial to creating a brilliant future. Dealing with what's still alive for them in the past is key part of my philosophy for how I work with clients. My backyard was next to a 300-acre park. I remember the first time I tried going back there, and I used these, they're called loft-rearing crutches, and I had a pretty steep hill in my backyard, but I was able to kind of like pull myself with my arms up the hill into the woods a little bit and sit on a rock. And it was a really profound moment. It was beautiful. I'm not like jumping off cliffs on my mountain bike or, you know, skiing down a big mountain or whatever, but this is wonderful, you know, and this is totally worth it. And I was like, yeah, I'm still lucky to be here.